It hardly needed to be said, but as state biologist Katie Howard pointed out in a presentation to the North Pacific Council,
these recent declines in run abundance for Chinook salmon is really a statewide phenomenon, but it has been very notable in Western Alaska stocks.
That's led to commercial closures and subsistence restrictions around the region. At the same time, Western Alaska salmon made up about half of all the Chinook that were pulled up by commercial trawlers last year when they were out looking for pollock in the Bering Sea. Researchers have spent the past few days trying to explain how the North Pacific Council could change that. One option is to make trawl vessels fish earlier in the year when there are fewer salmon feeding in the Bering Sea. Another is to increase penalties for boats with the worst track records. Alan Haney is with the Alaska Fisheries Science Center.
Sorry, okay, there's a speed limit, and if you go over the speed limit, there's something that you're going to pay.
Signing up for fines and voluntary closures is part of the reason why the pollock fleet has avoided heavy rules on bycatch until now. The pollock fleet has never come close to catching their absolute limit of 60,000 Chinook or having the harvest immediately shut down. Lowering their cap is technically an option, but the North Pacific Council's advisory board voted against it this week. As Haney, the Alaska Fisheries Science Center scientist, pointed out,
one thing that's really become clear in terms of assessing the impacts on the fleet, The impacts aren't just a little more fuel. They're big changes in product value that people, when they move off of fish that are the optimal size and move somewhere else, there's a real loss in that sense.
Haney says it won't be possible to account for those losses before the North Pacific Council takes a final vote this weekend. When they do, they'll be down one member. NOAA's Office of General Counsel asked Simon Kinneen to recuse himself from the vote on salmon bycatch. Kinneen is a vice president for the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. As a community development quota group, they have their own piece of pollock quota and ownership shares in other seafood businesses. Lauren Smoker is an attorney with the NOAA Office of General Counsel. She explains,
if a council member has financial interests that exceed 10% of the harvesting or processing in a fishery that'll be affected, that is a threshold that has been exceeded and a recusal determination follows.
Kinneen appealed the ruling, but it will still stand. In Anchorage, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.